India's Modi government took first steps to privatize coal mining when in 2018 it announced that private players could bid during coal block auctions. The concerns expressed by trade unions then have magnified after 100% FDI was declared in the coal sector. Coal workers who put down tools for a one-day strike on Tuesday say that foreign players should not be given access to India's natural resources. The strike will lead to a loss of 2 million tons of coal production. Workers fear private and foreign players will lay off workers to optimize costs and focus on profits. Trade union spokespersons have expressed fear that state-run Coal India will lose its pricing power in the long term, which it currently monopolizes. Customers could also be lost if there are other commercial miners in the fray. The government has justified its move, saying that foreign and private players will enhance coal production in India and help cut down on coal imports, which currently cost an estimated $26 billion annually. It says inflows of foreign investment will boost the economy. The government has said that it will address the concerns expressed by coal workers. However, it is proceeding with formalities to allow for 100% FDI in the coal sector. Radhika Bajaj, New Delhi.